I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. The decision by Pakistan's Supreme Court last week to set aside the death sentence for Asia Bibi will be reviewed by the court. Bibi, a Pakistani Christian woman, was sentenced to death for blasphemy and spent 8 years in solitary confinement before having the decision reversed last week. However, an extremist group, Tehrik-e-Labbaik, has requested the review and the court agreed to look their decision over. The extremist group has also been putting pressure on Pakistan's government to not allow Bibi to leave the country. Bibi has been in protective custody since last week's ruling. Ahead of today's elections, Facebook blocked 115 accounts, 30 from Facebook and 85 from Instagram, for suspected, quote, coordinated inauthentic behavior tied to attempts by foreign groups to interfere in the midterms. U.S. law enforcement alerted Facebook to the suspicious activity Sunday night, and after blocking the accounts, Facebook says it's continuing to investigate. Almost all the Facebook pages that were blocked were either in French or Russian, while the Instagram accounts were mostly in English and focused on celebrities or political debate. Iranian officials mocked the latest sanctions imposed by the U.S. for including inactive Boeing 747s, a bank that closed years ago, and a sunken oil tanker that exploded off the coast of China months ago. Iran's foreign minister called some of the sanctioned targets a, quote, desperate psychological ploy. The sanctions by the Trump administration were placed on 700 Iranian and Iranian-linked individuals, entities, aircraft, and vessels, including 50 Iranian banks and their subsidiaries, and over 200 people and ships. Two of the entities to receive penalties were Iran's airline and its Atomic Energy Commission, which is the first time those agencies have been targeted by sanctions. The Vatican announced that the theme for the World Day of Peace 2019 will be, quote, good politics is at the service of peace. The Vatican stated that there cannot be peace if people do not mutually respect and trust each other. Pope Francis's message will focus on how all citizens have political responsibility, especially those who are commissioned, quote, to protect and to govern. The Pope's full message for the World Day of Peace should be released mid-December. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.